Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was a good show. But haven't. Oh, another show for now. Rhonda, your don't see a phone number for you. Give me if I'm inaccurate. PRQ team is remote, and I'm away from them, so I don't have my team telling me how organized I am. Thank you. Thank you. This hour, we're going to dedicate to timelines. And we could show because over this last year, all of your submittals have taught me that we get in situations that we didn't expect, or maybe health issues, absolutely relationship issues. That's why Lachina Coelevans is so powerful. She helps you sort that stuff out. But we could be more proactive, excuse me, to cause analysis of how we get ourselves in situation. And I'll explain to you that some of them are constructed in ways that get you triggered and or courted to the decision, the next decision that are all different. It's quite a little play. And over the course of time, we've grown so much in the last decade. We're starting to see them and recognize we were in charge of our next choice and our next choice and our next choice. And if you don't make a choice, you still made a choice. Timelines. Proven timelines are interesting. Getting cut off from radio stations is a normal timeline for all of us, as you can see. So we've invested time into listening to me today, and I've invested time into talking. And it's something I really, really want to do. I really love getting a touch, getting to play with you, the feeling everything from breathing, our massive ability to be affectionate, our sensual abilities through food, petting your animals, just all of those things are just amazing things that you create from your heart. Swimming, skipping in the woods, talking to the animals. And so the first thing I want to start today with the very first timelines show is getting your memories back, should be getting a lot easier now. And one of those memories has been taught to me by Lilith from the elemental groups, not her real name, but it's convenient for the English language. Timelines that are you're not used to. You're not used to being in a control system with the assumed Western world today, and or much of the modern systems around the world, whether in Europe or UK, Germany, Canada, North America, to some degree, the tyranny of the Latin countries, and starting to feel more of that Western culture. Australia obviously is in there. They're in a control system. They're in prison. They're in jail. Some of us are farther in jail than others, all created by timelines of acceptance and adoption of systems. But what I'll remind you of on timelines that aren't yours, here's a couple examples. When you don't live on this planet and you live on other planets and other universes in different types of bodies and different locations and different dimensional choices, because you're in dimensional realities, this is unique to you, to have layered dimensions based on your choices. You're able to, because you're so powerful, you're able to impose timelines to others very easily. So I'll give you an example. I'll stair-step this into higher frequency timelines and lower frequency timelines. And I'll show you how the aliens interact with you. And you just got to see it. You just got to witness a disruption in our communication. So don't get scared of these guys. They're just lower dimensional beings trying to control the outcomes that we're going to create for ourselves. Never live in fear. Never give away your power. Just, this is all about education, how it looks like from the outside coming in. The elementals are a really good tool because they don't worry for anything. They live in synchronicity with their planet. That creates positive outcomes and or positive timelines. So here's something that would be bizarre to you if you were an elemental that's very normal to you. Gnomes, Bigfoot is in there, or Sasquatch, whatever word you like, fairies. They would never steal from one another. And you've adopted thievery in your society every day, all day. I'll give an example of a timeline that you create every day that you think is normal, that is absolutely bizarre to the elementals. It's absolutely bizarre to you prior to coming into this reality. One day, you drove your car to downtown wherever to go to the game, and you did not pay a parking fee, or it ran out of time, and your car got towed to an impound yard in which you had to pay quadruple the money and 10 times the money to get it out. And of course, they were closed after the game because it was after hours. So you had to wait another day. No, strike that. It was Friday night, so you had to wait till Monday when they opened again. So your car, and somehow you had to get home. Oh, by the way, your wallet was in the car too. So, so not only do you have no way to survive, you don't have your transportation, and your house is 25 miles away from the game. Thankfully, you have a cell phone. You can call a buddy, a friend, mom, dad, brother, sister, and they come and get you. All right, so that's an example of a minor timeline that you did not create, that someone thought was important to uphold the financial system of an infrastructure of a municipality. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the elementals. Okay, so a lot of elementals, and you used to as well, and or still do, use flying carpets for transportation. That's very normal because when you got somewhere, you have a place to sit. It's your own space. There's symbolism usually on your flying carpets. The technology's right here, right now. You just have to remember how to use it again. So your carpet would be your home when you went to Istanbul and then went back to New York City, as an example. That would be your space. And you could create, you could manifest resources that way. And you wouldn't take up anybody's, you don't want to intrude. So all elementals and or higher dimensional beings, so to speak, they just want to infuse themselves in a gentle way in which doesn't disrupt another society. Now, that's why Star Trek is pretty prominent in that, because they say there is consciousness on this planet, there isn't. How do we use Prime Directive not to disturb a lower frequency planet, because it wants to stay at an elemental level, wants to stay at a caveman, wants to stay at a natural level with the planet that's truly respected and observed as you get more of your knowledge back. Well, timelines are engineered so that you forget that information. So as an example, the elementals they would have never a doubt or fear that someone's going to come into their tree stump and steal their flying carpet. And you find it to be absolutely acceptable because you didn't pay the parking fee and someone stole your car because they've created a legislation, a rule, a regulation that says you have to put 14 quarters in this machine, or else we're going to take your car. Now, I like this timeline a lot because I don't see the value of anything here measured on money. So if you took my car from me at a parking lot or parking meter in this case, it wouldn't affect me. Well, it's yours then. Have it. You wanted my car? It's yours. I guess synchronicity dictates that I'll just walk home. It's 8 miles, 10 miles. I'll just walk home. It's yours. You stole it. Now you have to live with it. Now, would I fight these individuals for stealing my car? Probably not. I just really don't care. You took my car. Apparently you want it. That is the timeline most of the aliens are counting on you to engage in. Tomorrow morning, you wake up, Monday morning, excuse me, and you call city of whatever. You stole my car because I didn't pay your fee. Okay, so here's where the timelines get really powerful for spiritual beings like you. This is what you're not going to stand for anymore. Watch this. I parked my car, flying carpet, on planet Earth, and I'm not allowed to go to work, procure a vehicle, and I'm not allowed to now drive it anymore because you said that I need a means of exchange to sit on planet Earth with my vehicle, which is could be my home too. It could be an RV, it could be a van down by the river, as PRQ team loves to use. So your spirit in your body now is going to compete with your brain now of rules and regulations. That's why this timeline show is very important to me. So please explain why you work your ass off, you get a vehicle, and you park it somewhere, and you never pick up a phone call, never pick up a text message, you never pick an email, but somebody steals your car because they see an opportunity to make more revenue-producing activities, ascend revenue-producing activities, that will produce more lines. So the more you pay into, in this case, the parking meter system, the more it sustains the energetics and intention that you believe in these rules and regulations. So now Q is on the pedestal now, but I need a car. So why would I just let them have my car? All right, what if everyone parked on the street and everyone's cars got taken away? How long would it take for the impound yard to be overloaded with cars? Well, it wouldn't take very long at all. So one city, it'd only take about a week and they'd realize it's all over. Now they have a million cars they have to auction, sell, distribute, pay into the system. So all the tow truck drivers are all on contract and or a Rolodex of frequency in which they get the cars in downtown LA. 2 million cars later, and those are timelines that would stop. They'd stop that. Takes some bravery, doesn't it? Takes a lot of bravery. All right, so that's a minor example of what it's like to live outside of here and here when you're an elemental, whether you're on this dimension, this planet, or other planets, your heart center will never allow anything like that to happen. That's proof that you're living with aliens. Aliens are lower dimensional beings, not an identity or a gender. They don't have any heart center. They want to harm you in a way that looks like it's no business to you. is you've adopted these systems. So at the elemental levels that are right next to you, there's no way you would take someone's flying carpet. There's no way you'd even consider it. Not only do you have massive amounts of telepathy, you have a common ground with every being in your reality that says, I am loyal and honest to my heart and your heart, and I would never disrupt your life in timelines. An elemental would never go to work to be a parking meter police officer or police officers in general. You can't do it when you have that much spirit in you. You can't become an attorney. You can't become a cop. You can't. It's impossible because your spirit is excited and spontaneous with all the inspiration that is possible from all of us. It's quite a chore to explain it in the English language. But I will never stop doing my best to explain that these timelines are being constructed by individuals that you can't see. I'll give you another example of another timeline. We'll take calls in the future on timelines just so we can train and see how they work in these modern systems. Modern communications. Again, I don't get to talk to you if I don't have this machine in my hand. So at some point, I would prefer that we only do things face to face. And that's, of course, why the land patenting is so valuable to me. So we get all these collaboration centers and healing centers and communication processes in physicality like we used to. And that's one of the great respects and appreciation the elementals would have on your planet. We do things eyeball to eyeball, vocal cords, no telecommunications. Don't need it because you have all your legacy telepathy and conscious connection to source. You're all light beings. One of my favorite timelines, I'll do two more, and I'll show you what it looks like from my point of view and how you make the timelines proactive when you have to react, when someone's punching in the face, how to get out of these timelines. Here's another example. One of my favorite timelines that most of us in North America have observed is marriage and divorce. And the reason these are so incredible teaching tools is you started a model from the get-go, an expectation from your parents in most cases that and or the partner you're living with and or in love with, presumably, around a contract about what love is. So mom and dad, they were married for 50 years, and you know, when you're dating that girl for more than 2 years, you better get her married. And by the way, you should have married her a year earlier. You need to get a contract with a local municipality, get a marriage license, prove that you have the same name. Hey, how about some tax benefits too? Okay, so now you're already in the middle of a timeline. Okay, the relationship goes well, it doesn't. You live your life this way and that way. Lots of stories, lots of family, lots of friends, lots of expectations. Yet the fulfilling relationship that you started with, the excitement of that, which in most cases is karmic, is now not the same as when you started. But the expectation to stay married is still there. You're in a contract with someone. And by the way, if you step out of that contract, you're in a lot of trouble. Or so one party might expect that. So divorce is one of the greatest things to observe, because all you want to do if you're not happy is to leave the other individual. So I want that contract with that person to leave, but the cording of a contract and the cording of epigenetics and karmic relationships is still there because you made a commitment with them. You made love with them, you made children with them, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Divorce is really a comedy show because all you're really saying is, I just want to do something else, but you're not going to let me unless I give you all my stuff. Okay, so you can have all my stuff and they still won't let you leave. That's most divorces go that way because you have phones, you have text messaging, you have emails, you have bills. And of course, those are timelines that are being reactively, you're a reactive participant when you participate in a divorce. I'll show you a timeline crash, how timeline crashes work. Hopefully, you've looked at Creation Lightship webpage. Timeline crashes are, you can do them with your spirit. So I command my spirit to remove all reactionary timelines in my life for the rest of my life. You can do a lot of those things. I'll show you a timeline I observed, and it was outstanding tool. I knew a guy who was in a divorce, and he said to his wife these exact words: "I am no longer excited about living with you anymore." This goes over well, of course. "I'm actually, you're not my highest excitement. I would like to do something else and live with someone else and live a different life than the way we're living. And so I would like to give you all of our assets, all of our money, the family car. I just want to go somewhere else." Very good. That goes over well, as you can imagine. And the gentleman goes his own way, and the wife cries for hours. "Oh, by the way, you can raise our son, and he has another half year of school at the local high school. But I want to be a participant with my son, but I do not like living with you anymore," et cetera, et cetera. That's what the gentleman said. All right, so the next event that happens is the gentleman who is employed opted to give the now estranged relationship, the woman, $1,000 a week voluntarily for 65 weeks. Manually went to the bank, put in $1,000 each week. And one day the man said, "I think I've given enough. Is I don't talk to this person anymore. I don't even have a phone anymore. I don't pick up the phone. I don't talk. I participate in raising my son, but I don't talk to this person." 65 weeks comes by. The gentleman stops paying $1,000 a week. The next month, the estranged divorcee, who has not gone through court system yet, now sends a claim saying that they are going to sue them for everything they gave them. Okay, here's what I left out. The day the gentleman says, "I don't want to be with you anymore, and I want you to raise our son, and you can have the house paid for, by the way, you can live here for the rest of your life," the divorcee, the woman, left the next day. So now, in this timeline, the man now has to raise the son by himself, get him to school, go to work, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And now that man gets sued for everything he owns was given to the wife, the ex-wife in this case, and never went through a court proceeding. And now the wife starts the court proceeding. Now, you have a, now, and this, just put yourself in these shoes now. Now you have a choice to go to court and participate in the claim that says, "All the things I gave you, you now are suing me for in a divorce hearing. But I already gave you the house, but you ran away from it. I gave you your son, et cetera, et cetera. And I gave you all the money and the car, but you don't want it. You'd rather sue someone for it and make a spectacle out of it and ask for even more money." Okay, so this is happening every day in America, divorce courts. Now, how do you stop? Now, that's a very short version of this man's story, but how would you change things to be proactive as a spirit? So spirit beings, you don't participate in the garbage like this. It hurts you. It feels awful. So the way you crash this timeline is you don't participate in it. And one way to protect yourself in many ways is to have homesteads, because it's always going to be yours, as an example. It's not to protect yourself. It's to be of true integrity, of intention. So a spirit does not understand a divorce and a marriage. Spirit does not understand any of that. Your mind does. Your mind's really good at it. Loves marriage and divorce and contracts. When you look at these timelines, now in this example, how you numb the timeline is by, number one, not participating, but number two, recognizing that you have the higher ground all the time. And you can actually reference this in Star Wars. Unfortunately, incomplete, but when you have the higher ground, in this case, this man gave everything away to the ex, and then the ex sues the man for giving her everything. That energetics is perfect example of it. The truth wins every time. So I gave you everything, and now you're going to sue me for everything I gave you. See the knowledge that comes through on that? Back to the parking lot. So I parked my car on planet Earth, but now you're going to take it from me. So that's what's changing in your reality now with timelines. You're not. It's just not going to work very soon now, because your dimensional reality is going to win through your heart center. That's my car. Why did you steal it? That is my house I gave you. Why would you try and sue me for green pieces of paper with pyramids on it when I gave it to you? So that's the natural laws you're starting to recognize in timelines that aren't necessarily yours. The way in which you represent yourself is changing in your timelines now, because you'll only do things that are authentic to your heart. Nothing here is yours. And once you get used to that, you're just, everything here is for all of us. And once you start conveying that to yourself in a way that you understand, you're just using these tools. And the more your heart works with these tools and recognizes they're not yours anyway, because you're probably not going to stay here. You're probably going to go somewhere else in the universe. You're just having fun if you just use them that way. Don't own anything. Play with them. Participate with them. I'll give you another timeline. I'll show you how the aliens work with technology. And this has nothing to do with BBS Radio, nothing to do with BBS, but I'm going to use a timeline regarding BBS Radio. BBS Radio are absolute ass kickers and will go to war with me, and I will go to war with them anytime. These guys are brilliant. A lot of horsepower there. To be pulling this off and having me on the air is proof of it. But here I'll show you how we get an observation of timelines that are not ours on occasion, plus or minus. We get some weird people calling in just trying to distract us, lots of oddballs. And some of them are aliens, and you're listening. Some of these people are clones calling in and aliens, not today, thankfully. But in the past, last year, you've gotten a couple interesting folks. Hopefully you're starting to recognize their energetics now. One day, Lucia Nicole Evans, Mermaid, and I, we are excited. Whenever the three of us get to talk, it just blows our lid. We just have so much fun. And we miss so many. We always, we should have recorded that. We just laugh for hours and hours. Like, okay, let's do one. Let's just do it, get it out. And she's just masterfully helping all of us recognize ourselves. She's incredible. And same with the Mermaid. So we decided to record a show, and we call up BBS. Hey, let's do a pre-record. Let's give it to you. Love it. Love it, love it. Hey, man, when you want to play that, I don't know, let's do it next week. Hey, we call back maybe a month later and say, hey, can you put that show on? Can't find it. Okay, it got either dubbed over, recorded over, lost. Doesn't really matter. None of it matters. The producers work their asses off. It's nothing to us. We just love playing when the three of us get to talk. All right. So now that cost time and energy, and it costs money, which is time and energy. Now, a timeline like that is really important to me because that happens pretty much all the time with us in a very simple way that we don't necessarily recognize it's a timeline. So now here's how you can squash that timeline. So remember, things to do it with Lucia and the Mermaid it's always going to be there, and of course we're going to do another one. And now that it has not been published, and you had to listen to a past recording, is the symptom of the time. Now let's not blame anybody yet, but what if you have control of technology and you can manipulate technology cutting and pasting time? And that's what you're observing in many of these timelines. These individuals are capable of cutting and pasting your physical body in and out of time, whereas I am not in time. And that's why I can see them. That's why I can talk to them. And they do not feel, they only believe. And they believe you won't believe a word I'm saying. But I'm going to keep going. All right, so now with the lost show, as I'm calling it, the lost show is gone. How it got erased, how it got dubbed, we don't really care. The way I deal with it, Lucia deals with it, I haven't talked to her about this actually yet, Mermaid, we say, oh, let's just do another one. Whereas a lot of times, you're going to get on a timeline and say, Hey, man, where's my show? You owe me $5 back, whatever it is. Mermaid, that sucks. That sucks. Lucia, that sucks. That sucks. Okay, those are emotional timelines that these beings want you to participate in to get you triggered. It seems like it's semantical, but it's not. Because if you don't get bothered with your emotions, they cannot exist with us any longer. And that's why this show is so important to me. Reacting to situations, the circumstances do not matter. So if you're going to get triggered through losing your car or your car keys, etc., is the goal with these beings. And we've already gotten cut off once today, as you can see. Now, could you say it's technical? Well, it's pretty easy to manipulate our technology. It's super easy to blow a fuse on these machines. No problem. I can send a microwave on your machine. I can get it to get cut out. That's why you're using limited technology, because they're easy to break. Again, those are timelines. So when I worry about communicating with you, that's a way to get me on a timeline. That's not mine. And vice versa. I hope Q's on today. I hope he's able to get through. That's what they're counting on, is to sustain a reactive patterning system instead of a creative patterning system where we're always at an elemental level. And that's where I wanted to start the timelines show today. I'll take a break now, and I'll do PRQ here at 5 o'clock Central Time. But this is my passion, is to listen to your timelines going forward. And let's without being too long-winded, let's practice, is my suggestion, on how we get ourselves in these situations that are not our proactive heart center. What's the difference between using my heart versus my mind is the purpose of this show. How am I going to get playing on my flying carpet again when I'm concerned about survival and where my car got impounded, et cetera, et cetera? So again, once you get this horsepower you're all getting now, nothing you own nothing. And that's why there's some demonic forces that are trying to endorse that. Because you're recognizing you'll have nothing and like it, as Caddyshack would say. Well, it's not that you don't own anything or possess anything. It's that your measurement, a weight of measurement, is being removed from you. You don't understand money is one of the agendas here. Why are we using it? Why do I think I own something when I only live 5 minutes? The bad guys know you're going to figure this out. They know that you're going to understand reincarnation is instant, because there's no such thing as time. So please be aware of that. Be aware that as you get aware of timelines that are not yours, because you don't see the value in ownership, you're sharing, you're participating with your others. Bad guys, they love counteracting that. They know you're going to get smart like them. That's why they engineered this, and that's why they're doing their best to control, and they will not. All right, I hope we got some material out today. Forgive the distractions. Timelines, we're going to keep going on this. In the future, I would love people to teach me timelines they got on that they did not create, and how we would crash them and or make them proactive. And thank you, BBS Radio, for giving me a little gap here. We'll talk to you in a few hours, BBS. And everybody, so stay tuned. PRQ is next in a couple hours. Please donate to the other participants in between me, too. They're great people. And I hope you're having fun with these shows, because I sure am. My love to you. See you in a few hours. Bye-bye.